T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Miami Hurricanes Football on the Joe is sponsored by Milam's Markets, your football tailgating headquarters at the stadium and for your home parties. Milam's Markets, and joining us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, the athletic director for the University of Miami, Blake James. Blake, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Blake, we're doing a little bit better than the UM football program right now. Can you talk a little bit about the decision that was made to postpone or cancel the games till December? How did it all come down?
Well, I think it's probably no surprise to anyone. We're dealing with COVID issues, as is the rest of the world. And I think you saw this past weekend that we were short of a sizable amount of our team. And as it continued to progress, it climbed to a number where it just wouldn't allow us to play the game, really looking out for the safety and well-being for our students. Those that are unable to play because of positive tests or contact tracing, and those that aren't impacted by that, but again, just the sheer numbers of and the demands of playing the sport. And so it was in the best interest of all involved for us to reschedule those games.
Blake, just a follow-up to that then, you got a couple weeks. Obviously, the goal now is to get everybody free of COVID-19. How will you quarantine those kids? You're at college. You're in a really difficult place. How do you go about it? What extra things can you do now?
Well, again, as we've done from day one, you know, Joe, and I know I've talked with you all about this, is continuing to look for the experts at UHealth to give us guidance on how we do that. And again, whether it's quarantine, testing, whatever we do throughout this process. And again, we've had young people that have tested positive and young people that have been in contact tracing dating back to when we first started this back up. And so it's something we're dealing with. Obviously, our numbers right now are bigger than what they've been, but it's continuing to work with those that are really experts in this field on what we need to do, and then getting our young people to buy into those processes and making sure they're doing their part to, one, help not only themselves, but help bring an end to this virus.
Blake, right after the game, Manny came out and said that they were close to not even playing the game against Virginia Tech. What were those conversations like with Manny before you guys decided to play that game, and how close really were you from possibly canceling that game versus Virginia Tech?
We're real close, as Manny said. You know, it came down to really Friday test results. I think you're both aware of the ACC as an outside company that tests all the schools on the day before the game. With our game being on Saturday this week, it was a Friday test, and I had been in communication with the league during the week. I'd been in communication with the athletic director at Virginia Tech as to where we were at, and obviously we got the results on Friday, and I gave them a heads up. But as part of the process, we have a call the day of the game that we go through, both the athletic director and medical director from both institutions and the league office go through. And so while I give them a heads up that we were ready to go on Friday night based on our results, we do have a call every day or every game day the morning of, just to confirm. And so we had the follow-up call that Saturday morning and gave the thumbs up that we'd be ready to go.
Blake, you got December 5th, Wake Forest, December 12th, North Carolina. So the plan going forward, I guess Georgia Tech, we'll see how everything plays out with everybody involved in ACC. But as far as you know, those games they're set to be played in December, correct?
Yeah, they're set as we sit here today. And again, I think, if you guys both know, as we deal with COVID, things are constantly changing. And so as we sit here today, we're going to play Wake Forest on December 5th and North Carolina on December 12th. And if it is a situation where we're not in the ACC championship, most likely we'll play Georgia Tech on the 19th. But those are all things that are going to be dependent on where things continue to go with us and where things go with other teams in the league.
Blake, I guess the next question is basketball's next up. What are you dealing with there right now?
Again, I'm one that believes it'll be a challenge, but I know that we have, again, a great system in place. We'll need our young people to continue to buy into the things that they need to do, whether that's avoiding groups of people when at all possible, to social distancing, to wearing their masks, to washing their hands, all the things we've been talking about dating back to the beginning of this process. But I do think it's going to be a challenge. I think we'll see the need to have some flexibility with scheduling and playing of games. You've already seen it with us. I think the day we announced our schedule, we found out that the team that was supposed to open with us 1 week from tomorrow wasn't going to be able to do that. And so I think there'll be some adjustments that are needed to be made along the way. There may be some situations where we can't get all the games in that we've scheduled. But that's just a reality of what we're dealing with and really living in right now as we battle through this pandemic.
The next 2 weeks for the football team, is it going to be Zoom meetings? Is it going to be like how it was kind of in the beginning of the pandemic? Everyone kind of stay away from each other, but meetings and everything still going on with coaches and players?
Yeah, I mean, really, it's going to be a lot different over the next 2 weeks. I mean, I won't say it's going to be all Zoom meetings. I think it's important for us to, for those that their health allows, for them to continue to have some type of conditioning. You don't want to just take a two-week break of everyone just sitting on Zoom meetings and all of a sudden right. Start back up and think you're going to play a game and really have the best interest of our young people involved. And so there's a number of steps that we're working through with U Health in terms of what they want us to do in terms of testing and quarantining and those types of things to bring people back, out to one conditioning to, to contact and hopefully ultimately getting to competition there on December 5th.
Blake, obviously it's been a crazy year for everybody, especially college sports and specifically college football. But how about this? I mean, the Pac-12's trying to get going. They've barely played. Everybody's all over the board. You guys are sitting there playing as many games as anybody at 8. Somebody that just started playing has jumped ahead of you in the rankings and stuff. It's bothered some people. What have you thought, considering everything? You had any problems with what's going on with college football so far?
Well, again, the first thing, Joe, I'd say our presidents and collectively athletic directors and medical advisory group made the right decision of starting the season when we did. I know there was some that questioned it at the time, but I think when you can look back, it was the right decision for us to do what we did. We're 8 games in. I think as a league, I think we've played over 60 games. 65 is the number I want to say that sounds right. And so, again, for us to be able to have those opportunities for our young people to play, I think is a real win and something that I'm glad that we're able to provide these 8 opportunities for all the young men in our program. They've worked hard and they've earned it, and I'm confident that we're going to get more games in. Hopefully we get all 11 in for them. In terms of rankings, I don't get caught up in rankings. At the end of the day, if we go out and win our remaining games, I think we'll be in a good spot, and the rankings will play out in the end, and we'll earn an opportunity to do something at the end of the year, and whatever that is, we'll take advantage of that opportunity and enjoy that experience, and that's what I look forward to. Again, where the AP or the coaches want to rank different teams at different points of their seasons and whatnot is something I think that creates a great conversation for all of us and obviously gives a sports radio some things to talk about. But what's most important for us to do is to, one, follow the protocols we need to right now to be ready to go December 5th and take on a Wake Forest team that obviously is quite explosive, and we'll be ready to go and waiting for us.
Blake, I know it sounds weird to say this now, but it's been a success, right? Everything that's happened with the ACC and the SEC, I know there's been games that have been canceled and games that have been moved this week or next week or take an extra bye week, but so far so good since the start of everything and call it a success, right?
I would, and Zach, I would share this with you. On Monday, I was talking with the president's leadership group, which I'm a part of, and the president's chief of staff reminded me that back in August, when we first released the schedule, I had made a statement that if we can get 8 games in, it's a success. 11, right. I thought, as did many of my colleagues, was aspirational, not knowing where this all would go, and you know, to think that we're eight games in. Yeah, I think it's been successful. Do I want to get all 11 in? Without a doubt. And again, we're taking those steps to hopefully be able to play. And again, you don't know where this is going to go with everyone else. And who knows, there may be some more reshuffling of the schedule because this type of situation happens with another school. But right now we're just focused on doing our part to be ready to go there December 5th.
What's the biggest thing you're going to be doing along with Manny now over what will be your biggest job overseeing the sports department for you now with everything going on?
Well, I think when you look at the athletic department as a whole, Joe, it's you got so many different moving parts. Again, as we're bringing an end to our fall sports season, and again, you know, back to Zach's comment, you know, I'm happy about the success. We were able to get in a women's soccer season, a volleyball season, and cross country, our other three fall sports, albeit abbreviated, but they all got an opportunity to compete. We're working on getting our winter sports going. We talked about basketball here earlier, and we have indoor track and swimming and those sports and what we need to be doing. And so, again, it's continuing to kind of work with all the different moving parts on bringing us forward and, again, creating opportunities for our young people to compete in the sports that they love. And so on the football front, you know, right now my biggest thing is really to continue to work with Manny through the guidance of our U-Health people on doing the things that we need to do to be ready to go December 5th. We're not playing a game this Saturday. We're not playing a game next Saturday. The most important thing for us to do right now is to do our part as a program to take the correct steps to, one, first protect these young people and their health and well-being. And so I assure you there won't be anyone back out competing before they've gone through a variety of tests, making sure they're cleared and ready to go. And then again, it's just continuing to make good decisions and really reinforce all the things that they need to do based on the guidance from the experts on trying to bring an end to this pandemic. And it's a challenge. We're seeing it here in our community and the numbers are going up. And we're seeing it around the world. And so it's just something that we have to continue to talk about on a regular basis. And those are conversations we'll continue to have with our coaches and with our young people, you know, probably on a daily basis.
Blake, if I told you that Manny Diaz listened to music in his headsets during the game and not to his coaches, what kind of music do you think he'd be listening to?
Well, you know, I listened to the show, so a smooth jazz.
Oh, you cheated. You cheated, Blake. You cheated. Okay, that's
fine. Come on. I listened to you guys. I listened to you guys in the morning. I thought, you know, that was the question that came from Joe that I was hoping Manny would give him a good answer to that one.
Smooth jazz was a great answer.
So I got to tell you something. I just want to just say for a second. I mean, the week before, we got people, Manny's calling the plays defensively. Manny's been involved. Manny's doing this. When people weren't happy with the defensive coordinator, so I kind of threw it out there. And then I end up getting that answer. So I guess I get what I deserve. All right. That's
smooth jazz was the best answer Manny's given in about 2 years.
I thought it was great. I think it might have made me have a little out loud chuckle when I heard the answer.
Oh, that's good. I bet awesome. I could do that. Blake, thank you, buddy. I appreciate you coming
on. Blake.
Thank you.
Always happy to come on. You guys stay healthy, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, that was Blake James, athletic director for the University of Miami. Me too.
Normal, man.
Me too, Joe. Hopefully. It's going to be a long 2 weeks without Canes football.
All right, well, listen, man, we still got other stuff. We got to watch the Gators rolling up there and
see what happens. No postgame shows.
I'm enjoying watching Michigan get pounded. I don't know what.
By the way, Harbaugh's 48-21 overall and 1-4 in bowl games. Just FYI.
I just am not a Harbaugh guy. Just he's never done anything to me.
Most overrated coach in college football, without a doubt.
Listen, he at one point we were talking about the work he did at Stanford and with the 49ers.
Right.
And he was one of the hottest coaches going. But man, this Michigan thing, everybody thought a Michigan man going home.
Right.
Was going to be, that was it, and all the programs and all that recruiting programs and he was doing and bringing coaches in and high school coaches in, and boy, he has been a disaster. All right, hey, we got to go to break here. We'll get back 305-567-0560 as we continue on. We'll get to all your text messages. Right now, though, I want to tell you all about your South Florida Chevy dealer one more time this morning. Listen, If you're in the right now looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, your lease is up, you just want something brand new, that you know there's a bunch of great deals out there, especially with your South Florida Chevy dealers. I just want to give you a heads up. This is the best it's ever been at your South Florida Chevy dealers. It's the best overall look for cars, trucks, and SUVs, for smaller SUVs, for mid-size SUVs, and for my SUV, the big, beautiful Tahoe. So comfortable. And by the way, I got to be honest. I don't want to be lying to you. I don't have that brand new look Tahoe that I'm going to get soon because, man, it is beautiful. Wait till you take it for a test drive. The new Suburbans, they got a new look too. Man, they are fantastic. And then all those Silverado trucks I always talk about, I'm telling you, it's almost feel like you got a custom-designed truck made for you when you look at all the different Silverado trucks. You're going to find out exactly what you need for your lifestyle. I'm telling you that right now. Traverses and Equinox and even the new Chevy Blazer, smoking hot look. Hey, don't take it from me. Get on out to your South Florida Chevy dealers. First of all, the way you're treated, the great prices, the location, because we have convenient locations all over Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Hey, find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Get a great deal. Take a test drive today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.